Let's get back into it. The Culture Warriors, McVitie and Vosper this morning at Loggerheads, as is usually the case, over this guide for parents on child sexuality out of PEI. But you might surmise that there are other provinces that sort of take the similar approach, feeling that they have to help parents to understand. After consulting with a bevy of experts, they're designated folk who have made this their life's calling or vocation, that this is the best way to approach it when your kid does something that you might freak out over, or you perhaps shouldn't. That's the advisory from Greta Vosper. Anyway, this from Andre, who writes, sounds like the province put out a brochure that may as well have been titled, Don't Freak Out. I fully expect Charles to put out a counter brochure titled, Freak Out Right Now. Children are weird folks. We all did weird sexual things when we were kids, Andre writes. Well, we normal humans in the population. Well, what is normalcy? I guess that's what we're really debating for children. And parents want to understand where is the barometer, where is it set? And Greta, you were telling me off air, you have a friend who has a three-year-old. What's the deal there?
Who enjoys playing with his penis. And the parents have just guided him to understand that that's not something that he does publicly. He can do it in private. And that's all there is to it. I think that religion has laid this taboo over any kind of sexual behavior, anything that's considered. I don't even consider that sexual. I mean, that's a physical sensation that a child is enjoying. I mean, it's not something that needs to be upsetting anyone at all. And if Charles was to run in there with the morality police, I think that would do far more damage to the child, the family, everyone, if that was considered to be an inappropriate behavior.
You know, you can cage it in whatever language you want, but the fact is that this perverted position that children are sexual from birth, an Alfred Kinsey teaching, is putting children in danger. And I'm calling on all adults who were sexually molested as children. We need to rebel against elitists.
We're talking about something very different, Charles, and it is very dangerous to conflate playing with your parts or touching someone else with sexual abuse. I think that we need to be very careful. And that's what this guide is about. It's about helping a parent distinguish what is normal behavior, what indicates that there's something going on in the child's life that needs to be looked at, that the child is perhaps in a vulnerable position and is being treated inappropriately. That's what the guide is for, I think the line that needs to be identified.
Go ahead, Charles.
Piece, Greta. This document starts out in the first paragraph saying sexual behavior in children peaks between the ages of 3 and 6. That is how sick this document is. That is how sick this whole teaching is. And we need to rebel against the government that is exposing our children to sexual abuse under this lie that children are sexual from birth. Something put forward by Alfred Kinsey in his table 31 to 34, where he documents.
All right, so the children are not sexual beings. You think this is being promoted to the detriment of children and their sexual health and normalcy? So let's find out how the folks feel. Diana in Mississauga, we start with you. Good morning.
Good morning, John. Love your show.
Thank you.
I think this is really, really wrong. I think it's an abuse against children. It's a taboo against God. It's a taboo against humanity. And I don't understand what the government is thinking or this guy who brought up this book is thinking. Do we even have anything to say regarding our children these days?
Well, let me ask you, Diana, I mean, just so we understand what's going on here, the government feels it's necessary to issue a guide for parents so that they understand, according to the government's experts, that children are sexual beings between the ages of 3 and 6, as Charles pointed out. They believe that a child is very sexually conscious and aware. Greta, I guess you believe that as well, because you were citing your own friend who has a 3-year-old child who likes to play with his penis, and they tell him at least, well, go ahead, fill your boots, but just don't do it publicly. Go up to your room. Do you believe, Diana, that children are sexual beings at those ages?
No, they are not.
All right. Well, I appreciate your point of view, and so you don't obviously believe this guide is necessary for parents.
So, Diana, what would you do if that was happening in your home, if your 3-year-old was finding that feeling his penis felt good and wanted to do it? What would be your reaction to that?
Well, she's gone off the
I'm
line.
Sorry.
My apologies for that.
Well,
so let's get to Fred. Well, hang on. Fred on the 407, maybe same question might apply here. What would you say to a 3-year-old child who was fondling himself?
tell him to stop it for now.
For now, okay. And
wait till he's 13 and go into the shower.
All right, in other words, 3's too young, 5, 7, whatever, that's too young to start being sexually aware.
Yeah, I think there's got to be a framework that a family puts in place, you know, and all these government programs that seem to promote this stuff seem to be pushing the envelope to the extent that that framework erodes and there's no rules anymore. And I don't think that's safe for children. I very seldom agree with Charles McVitie, but on this one I do. And I think if Greta believes that that's acceptable behavior, she should take her little boy to the front lobby of the Metro Police Station and ask little Bobby if he wants to touch her snuffleupagus and see if she doesn't get arrested.
All right, well, so...
Perhaps we haven't been clear about what the purpose of this guide is. The purpose of the guide is to help parents recognize when sexual activity that a child is participating in or some kind of physical behavior that they're doing or things that they're verbalizing are across the line so that parents can actually protect children from abuse and recognize when that might be happening. And I think it's important that we recognize that, that's the purpose of the report.
It's complete nonsense. Because the purpose is laid out in the first paragraph, and it's a quote from the Mayo Clinic. This is systemic in our culture today, and it talks about sexualizing children between the ages of 3 and 6, and that this is all natural and healthy behavior. This is sick behavior. Is there any good in us if we do not protect our children? We need to stop the live-in-win curriculum that does the same thing. It stems from the same root, saying that children are sexually active from the age of birth.
But Charles, a child that touches him or herself or touches a sibling, would you naturally assume that that child is then being exposed to sexual behavior somewhere else and rooted out?
No, but
why not? Why would you not think that, Charles?
Okay, this advocates the child touching adults.
You're not answering my question. I'm saying, why would you not think that that was aberrant? If that kind of behavior in a child is not normal, then why would you not chase down where that behavior came from?
No, what I'm saying is that the children are exploratory, of course, but that.
Oh, okay. Well, then you agree.
That is not sexual.
And I said that.
Purely a child being a child, but when you get into the child touching adult genitalia.
But how does a 3 or 5-year-old know the difference?
That by definition is sex abuse, and that's what the government is advocating. And
abuse of the adult?
This nonsensical position that children are sexual from birth and they are organic.
All right, but Charles,
okay,
let me ask you.
Said.
Well, but here, if a child, say, pats mommy or daddy on the bum, do you see that as being problematic?
No, not at all. This is ridiculous. But I don't know what it's talking about. The bum's not your genital.
But how does a child know the difference between a genital and a bum?
Well, you know what? The whole idea of advocating natural and healthy behavior of children touching genitalia.
All right, so Charles is saying the father or mother should say that's inappropriate, that's wrong, that's not healthy and natural behavior.
Yeah. And they may actually say, don't do that again. I mean, I think a parent has every right to say that. That's, you know, mommy or daddy's private part, and I'd prefer that you didn't touch it.
Let's
so
get
just
to Tracy's call. Tracy, go ahead. We're listening. Good morning.
Good morning. I actually think that maybe Charles needs to take a look at himself and ask himself why he immediately jumps to assuming that they mean that the child should be touching the parent sexually when everybody else can understand what they mean is that if a child reaches out and touches them or if a child accidentally bumps the genitals while they're in the shower, that that's normal and they shouldn't flip out. But Charles immediately assumes that he means that the government is advocating that the child reach out and, you know, sexually touch their parent, which is not what it's saying. Everybody else can understand that. Maybe Charles is the one that has his mind in the gutter and should reevaluate the way he thinks.
Ma'am, I'm sorry, but you're advocating something that is horrific because this document doesn't talk about accidental touching.
Yes, Charles. It's saying if a child reaches out and touches their parent or a familiar adult, that that's natural and normal.
That.
It doesn't say,
go ahead and
let your child, you know, masturbate you. It says that is natural and normal. Of course it is.
You know, the child should stay away from children. Because this document says that
I think you should stay away from children, Charles, because you're the one that's assuming sexuality. You're the one that's assuming that it means that a child should touch their parents sexually. Nobody else is thinking that. You're the one who jumped to that immediately.
Take a breath.
You're the one who has the wrong thinking.
All right, Tracy, we appreciate...
Listen, well,
Tracy.
The first paragraph says that this is sexual behavior in children from the ages of 3 to 6. I'm not making this up.
Okay, but Charles, you said yourself that a child that reaches out and touches another person's genitalia, someone that they're close to that's in their family, that that is normal behavior, that that's exploratory behavior, that that is not sexual behavior. So I'm not sure you're drawing the line, but I think that as Tracy has noted, that's natural behavior. Pushing it further and moving into the child's private zone and teaching them to do that regularly, that's abuse.
All right,
and
let me get Cameron
show
in here.
Different kinds of things.
Cameron, what do you say? We're listening. Good morning, Oakley Show.
Okay, first of all, thanks for taking my call. It's a great day for talk radio.
Thank you, Cameron.
Good morning to all.
Yep.
I got a question for Greta. Greta, how about the parents of children who've been sexually assaulted like myself? And this is not a family member, but what about the victims, okay, who had family members who've been sexually assaulted by their family members? What do you tell those victims, and whether or not that's justifiable, and how does this actually stand with the victims when they grow up to be adults or young adults, and how they feel psychologically about what's actually trying to be pushed here? And I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you very much.
I appreciate the call,
Thank
Cameron.
You, Cameron. I think that it's really important for us to recognize that what the government is doing with this guideline is to help people recognize when a child is being abused and when behavior that's been perpetrated on that child is inappropriate. The rest of it is to show what is okay and what is appropriate. The most important thing, or I shouldn't say the most important thing, but an important thing around victims of abuse, particularly childhood sexual assault, is that they recognize that they are normal. They did not provoke. They did not do that. They are not bad. And our society, too often, because of its hysteria around sexual behavior, allows a veneer of bad to be wiped over that child, which is very, very disturbing and very upsetting.
All right, what you're saying is
studying Kinsey and Kincaid too much, because children need to be protected.
Absolutely, and that's exactly what I said, Charles.
No.
Thank you for supporting me.
You are advocating for the sexualizing of children, which these documents are doing with the Ben Levin, Kathleen Wynne curriculum teaches. This is the same teaching that we objected to with Kincaid coming to the U of T to teach this, and it all stems from Alfred Kinsey and his material, tables 31.
All right, so what you're saying, Charles, is you disagree with that province, PEI, or even our province, establishing a frame of reference where normal and healthy behavior to one person is anathema and leading to child sexploitation on another. That's why we have this dispute here. We didn't resolve too much, but we had people offer their opinion, so... Now you know what the argument is all about through the prism of the culture war. Appreciated both Greta Vosper, who is the minister at the West Hill United Church, and the Reverend Dr. Charles McVitie from the Canada Christian College.